What will cities look like in the future? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alexandro Samas, Assistant Professor of Architecture at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, looks at a post-COVID-19 urban environment.
Cities have long been vital to the growth and health of nations. They're economic drivers and cultural centers, creating community, employment, and common bonds. Yet the social distancing and sanitizing necessary for saving lives during this pandemic actually goes against some of the basic principles of sustainability in the shared economy. These pandemic precautions cannot last in the face of a much bigger problem, climate change. However, while cities will eventually return to shared office space and public transportation, there are things that COVID-19 will leave behind as a long-term legacy in the built environment. The most visible will be the significant changes in the way we work. With many companies announcing working from home as a viable scenario for the future, people will choose to live where the weather is good or salaries offer a higher standard of living. Imagine how this will affect real estate as cities transform. We will soon be talking about a large office building stock in metropolitan areas that will need to be reevaluated, rezoned, and restructured. In the long run, this will have a significant impact on the form of the future city. COVID-19 has also revealed a self-preservation mechanism from governments and the public. If there is a threat, an immediate threat, people will act. This shows us that if climate change is equally perceived as an immediate threat, there is a chance that governments and society will address it. But for now, climate change is still too abstract, too big. It remains to be seen exactly how metropolitan areas will evolve, but they will change. Because of COVID-19, we are seeing an evolution in the future of a city in real time.
That was Alexandros Samas of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.